featuring a visitor, the Poodle Lake Scouts, with a record of 17-7 versus the home team, the Kings West Warriors, with a record of 22-3. The Poodle Lake Scouts are sponsored this week by the Spokane Regional Sports Commission. And the Warriors are also sponsored by the
Spokane League. Well, good evening, everybody. It's Tomas Meese with RBI. Game of the week back once again with a special presentation of your Westbound Youth and High School Sports Arena. The visiting team will be the team from District 4, the Poodle Lake Ducks, with a 17-win, 7-loss record coming in after losing in the district finals to undefeated Willapa Valley. A strong side, their bench being introduced right now. And for the first time ever, tournament action, state tournament action coming to you from the Kings West Warriors.
Number 2, David Steele. Number 4, Philip Ridley. Number 12, Pat Olson. Number 22, Tyler Lyon. Number 30, Drew Moore. And number 34, Adam Burleson.
And there's the bench for the Kings West Warriors. A very important part of Coach Rick Walker's success, especially this year. And the starting lineup for Blue Lake.
For Blue Lake, senior number 5, Brian Hall. For the Warriors, senior number 14, Adam Schildmeier.
Off with 18.5 per game average, Schildmeier.
Ryan Helton.
20.5 points averaging per game.
For the Warriors, senior number 20, Stan Moore.
Stan Moore, the solid starting guard.
For Perry Eckert. And for the Warriors, senior number 24, Eric Bright.
And the big guy, 6'8" senior Eric Bright.
For Blue Lake, freshman number 35, Justin Harris. And for the Warriors, senior number 32, John Lansma.
And John Lansma rounding out the starting lineup.
Coach Eric Swanson, assisted by
Scott. If you look at Blue Lake,
and Marcus Minnie.
It's going to be a team effort to close them down. And they've got one top scorer, Ryan Hoff, with 18.5 points per game average. They sprinkled their 7 losses from the beginning to the end of the season, sandwiched around 4 in the middle, and only Mossy Rock game before the district playoffs tomorrow, their record before they finally, after overcoming North Beach in overtime, 50-48, took on the Willapa Valley team that is 24-0. Kings West, however, sprinkled 3 losses in the early going of the campaign. It's 19 straight for them, include ripping through the postseason and beating Nia Bay 65-55 down at Chief Leschi for their first ever tri-district championship. Coming out of District 2 from Bremerton, Washington, boys from all up and down, from Tacoma, Gig Harbor, up to Bainbridge and North Kitsap area. We're set to roll with referees Tom Peachy of Columbia Gorge and umpire Gary Collins and Larry Knowles from Pacific Northwest and Grays Harbor. We're ready for action. And here comes the tip-off, favoring Poodle Lake. Starting out, they're moving the ball with sagging man-for-man zone defense, pressuring the ball. James Davidson now with the ball on the right-hand side, gets it down in the corner, and they'll wheel it back out. No, down the high post. There's Hoff turning and spinning. Left-handed shot. It's a sweet one. Straight in, and the first point of the game.
Number 5, Ryan Hoff, by James Davidson.
So first blood drawn by the Ducks. Schildmeier now from Reeves. High post to Eric Bright. Looks left to Moore. And Lamsma tries to get it in, and from behind, Eric Bright's going to be fouled. Well, the first game goes against Poodle Lake, as does the first basket. Perry Eckert with his first personal foul. Ball into Bright. Now Moore gets it to Schildmeier. Out to Jesse Reese. 3-point effort. high bounding off. It's going to be an effort to get to it, and not traveling is Perry Eckert bringing it down. Here comes Brian Hoff handling the ball for Tootle Lake. The Ducks now. He surveys the field. High post. One bounce and spin by Helton. It's Davidson with the effort, and underneath they got some rebounding. Bright blocks that shot by Eckert. But Tootle Lake controls, leading now 2-0. Minute and a half just about away here at Spokane Arena. Spokane Veterans Memorial down low, and the baseline. Stanmore comes down with it. Quickly Tootle Lake back, and fouled as Adam Schielmeyer, as Brian Hoff tries to gamble early, right in front of his coach. That's the second team foul. Brian Hoff with his first. Ball inbounded by Schielmeyer in front of the Ducks bench. Reeves wants to go backcourt, but stays up in the corner. Pressured by Davidson. Schielmeyer just outside the three. Fakes left, goes right. Right-handed soft shot. And there you have it. The first point for King's West. Tied all at two here. Just about 2 minutes in. Hoff directing traffic just into Davidson. Held teams now. So Hoff back to Davidson. Davidson top of the key. Calms things down. A little bit of jitters probably in both teams. Trying to bounce. It's going to be a kickball by Bright. No problem. So Tootle Lake will inbound. Baseline. On the bench side of the east court here. The girls' court. The girls played earlier in the boys' court, so why not? Ball inbound to Hilteens, and blocked, Reeves saves, inside Schielmeyer gets it, Davidson pressuring, gets the ball back, and Tootle Lake all in blue, attacking the goal to our left, setting up all in white with their black and red piping, the King's West Warriors. Earlier in the day, the King's West Warrior girls succumbed to the one of the top, if not the top, and favorite teams, the long range shot by Davidson, 3-3. And the Ducks lead 5-2. It took them almost 4 minutes, the girls, to score against ACH. The Warriors from 90 miles west of here. Shot by Schielmeyer, rebound by Bright. Put back up, and Helteens goes high to pull that down. Helteens, 6'1" senior guard, won't score a lot of points, just under 8, but he's going to be a solid player for the Ducks, much like Moore and others for Rick Walker and the Warriors. Davidson now. Yeah, may have gotten away some steps there in front of coach as he was directing traffic. Much more involved, Rick Walker, in coaching on the floor. He's got a very refined squad, and so he can tinker just here and there throughout the year. Reeves gambling, and there's going to be a foul as he reached around with his right hand, bringing it down. 35, Justin Harris going to be the receptee of that foul. Ball out of bounds on the sideline just in front of us. Early substitution. Sam Moore taking a seat for Rick Walker. And David Steele, number two, sophomore, 5'7" guard. He can pour it up, playing lots of games. Good ball handler, as we saw them demonstrating to the kids of Discovery School, K through 6th grade school, that had the benefit of basketball. Another instruction from the kids. Again, a soft left-handed shot by Brian Hoff, but this time Schielmeyer brings it down. Reeves across midcourt sets up with Lambsma to help. Heels in the wing. Reeves dives the middle and drives the lane for the layup. King's West 4, Tootle Lake 5. Tootle Lake with their lead now down to 1. Just under 4 minutes. Down low, baseline block. Justin Harris. And coming now to Helteen. Davidson back to Helteen in the lane. Bright to pink. And Lansma comes up with the ball. Schielmeyer now controlling. Bright behind him, and Reeves to his left. We'll give it off to Reeves. Backing in the left corner. Davidson staring him down. Fields comes out. Important for him to get some early playing time in this tournament. Rick Walker, he took. Down low to Bright in the lane, and there's going to be a foul from behind. And Eckert will be pulled for his third team foul. And Coach Eric wants to give an earful to one of the referees who's back in his spot, grinning or grimacing, the way you look at it. Deep to Skeels goes Reeves on the inbound. Around the picks by Schildmeier. Reeves looks for it, but has to pull it up. Left side to Skeels. Down low, left blocks to Bright. Double team out to Skeels right away. Baseline into Bright. He turns and shoots. Good shot. 7-foot floater. Nestled into that net. 3:20 to go in the game. Or in the first quarter here in the game. And score now. Kings West 6-5. Third lead change after 0-0. And a foul by Bright. As they get it into Hell Teams, Ryan Hell Teams, the senior, not real tall, but a very industrious helpmate to Ryan Hoff, averaging 18.5. Hell Teams averaging 7.8. Senior guard, 6'1.
Ryan Helton.
And that foul against Kings West will go against Steele. And John Lansma will sit down. So everybody but Skills and Burleson, who's now checked into the ballgame, scored. And that's good news in terms of just getting the flow of the game. Burleson sets a pick. Schildmeier goes to Reeves as he sets a pick. Tries to shoot in the lane, no one to help, and good position by number 32, Jason Wall, who checked in there at the break there. Here comes Brian Hopps and the Ducks as Coach Swanson gets ready to send in another substitute. Health Teams now in the corner. Jason Wall, and traveling is called. All tied at 6.
And
Tyler, as Kevin DeLapp checks in, the senior from Tudor Lake. Averaging just under 6 points a game, 6'2" forward. Replacing. And Schildmeier left side. Good defense of man for man. Sagging man for man. Steals now the ball right hand side. Brolson wide. Eric right low. Fake up and in. 2:15 on the clock. And it's 8-6 the lead for Kings West. Steals jumping up and down to pump himself up. Reeves settling down the 2-3 zone. Hell Teams again gets it in. A nice soft jumper in the lane. 8-8. And Hell Teams, I'll call him, with the runner in the lane. Ties things up 8-all for the second time on the day since 0-0 tip-off. Reeves, and he travels before he can get rid of it. Needs to have Schildmeier come to him, he says. And in comes John Lansman, Stan Moore, replacing Schildmeier, Eric Bright, and David Skeels. Schildmeier now will take up in the 2-1-2 zone. They're going to try to deny Hell Teams. Nice adjustment there. Davidson right, Stan Moore has to hustle. Burleson out on the sub. Davidson now bouncing back to baseline. Lansman with the block, but no, there's a whistle, and it's going to be Schildmeier with the call. So Trevin DeLapp gets to shoot two, as each team now has three team fouls. Hands up for the free throw. Missing the first, does DeLapp. Got a younger brother, Duran DeLapp, who doesn't look like he plays a whole lot. But he's on the bench learning from coach and his older brother and teammates. Trevin makes the second, breaks the tie. Second lead of the game for Toluca Lake. Schildmeier cross court, left side, shakes and bakes, left-handed shot. Off Stan Moore with the rebound in the lane, has to dribble out. Schildmeier again for three, finds his range, and takes their third lead of the game. 11-9. And Dipsy Doodle up the lane. Goes Hell Teams. And I'm very impressed with this player, who doesn't stand out on the scorebook to you, but certainly has a lot to offer. As Hell Teams now has 5 to lead all scorers, with Schildmeier tying at 5 himself. Reeves now, right hand side. Looks right, goes left, goes still there. Reeves gets the ball, free throw line, shot is good. And he breaks the tie for the fourth lead now. 13-11, the Kings West lead. Right side goes Hoff to Davidson. Hoff kind of disappearing as he's been featuring Hill teams at the point. Expect him to do something, though. This senior, or junior rather, knows what to do with the ball. Knows how to score. Directing traffic now. Pressure gives rise to the count by the referee of Reeves, and now Hoff gives it over to Hill teams, who's moved to a left wing position now, adapting to the Kings West. 2-1-2. It's actually now 1-2-2. Right hand side. 3-4 seconds. They go for the shot. Davidson's shot is good. And that's the end of the first quarter. As it's all tied for the fourth time here. Kings West 13. Go to Lake 13. I'm Tomas Meek with RBI Game of the Week. And we'll be back for the second period here from Spokane Arena and the B High School Tournament. Basketball Tournament.